מגן ואת הרמב״ם. There's a machlokes rishonim, as we will soon see, exactly how to light their neighbor's Chanukah. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet begins, Kama neiros u matlik v'chanukah, how many neiros? Mitzvasa shekol bayis u bayis matlik nerechot. Every house you have to light, min hadin, one neiros is sufficient. V'am haderes ha-mitzvah, is matlik neiros kemindyan anshe ha-bayis. If you make a hidur mitzvah, so you light for each person that is in the household. So the father lights for each one. The hamhader yoyser al zeh, that's called mahadrin. Minam hadrin yoyser mitzvah menamuf from madlik neil cholechot balaylo. And not only this, and you add each night another one. And the Rambam gives you an example. That means, let's say, if there are 10 members in the family, so the first night you light 10 candles, and the eighth night you light 80 candles. But anyway, what is mukha from the Rambam is this, not like what we do. The Rambam's din is that the balabayas, the father, whoever is the head of the household, he lights for everyone, and if there are many members of the family, he has to light connect each one. So if there are 10 people in the family, the first night he has to light 10 candles. Whereas our minhag is that everyone lights for himself and adds, and everyone does the mahadrim and the mahadrim also, and each night he adds on something else. So the Ramo quote, that's the Ramo's minhag. The Ramo quotes, the Ramo says in top Reisha in Aleph, V'yesh omrim d'chol echot mibnei habayis yadlik. Every person that lights for himself. So there's a machzor, we have a machzor, it comes from Rishonim. So the Briske Rav gives a very beautiful pshat to explain what is the machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramo over here. By the way, the Rambam himself also quotes the minhag, that everyone lights for himself. But in Din, the Rambam writes that the Balabayas lights for everyone. So the Briske Rav has one Chakira which already was started by his Zayde, by the Beis Halevi and others, by the Briske, that's a known Chakira. The Shaila is, can Hidur Mitzvah exist by itself? Or Hidur Mitzvah is only if it goes together with the Mitzvah itself? There's no such thing that you do a hidur mitzvah by itself. The hidur mitzvah has to be attached to the ma'aseh mitzvah itself. That's the hakira. And you'll soon see there many nafkiminis in this hakira. Now this hakira, the Beis Halevi has this hakira already by Mila. By Mila, the Rambam in Hilchos Mila in Perek Beis writes as follows. Hamol, if a moyel who's man calls man she'oisek b'mila, as long as he is still oisek in the mila, choyzer bein al tzitzin shema'akvin, bein al tzitzin shena me'akvin. Now the din is by mila, you have to cut off all the little skins that are around it. So there are tzitzin which are me'akev, and there are tzitzin which are not me'akev. So the Rambam says the din is, let's say you realize in the middle that you forgot to cut off those little fringes of skin, so it goes like this. If you are still in the middle of the bris mila, you didn't put away the knife yet, then you go back for tzitzin ha-mi'akven and tzitzin she'en ha-mi'akven, on both. But if you stop, so on tzitzin ha-mi'akven you are choyzer, but on the ein ha-mi'akven ein choyzer, because you're finished already. That's the Rambam. Now, Rashi, in the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kuf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, but the Gemara discusses all the halachas of Zeh, Keli, Ve'anveyu, Rashi and the Tur and others argue on the Rambam. They say this thing that the Rambam quotes is good on Shabbos. From the Gemara is much, much talking on Shabbos. On Shabbos, so then, on the Tzitzin HaMe'akven, you can go back to why, because they are part of the mitzvahs, and meal is Dercha Shabbos. But the Hidur is not, it's not Meyakev, so it's not Doicha Shabbos. But during the week, which the Rambam, then no matter what happens, you can always go back and cut off even the tits and shein miyakfen. Yet the Rambam speaks not on Shabbos, the Rambam speaks during the week, and yet the Rambam says that if you finish making the meal and then you realize you didn't cut off the tits in she'en miyakfen, so the Rambam says you're not allowed to cut off the tits in she'en miyakfen anymore because you finished, you were yoitz already. So the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, we are talking middle of the week, what could be the problem? There's no Chil Shabbos, it's in the middle of the week, so you should be allowed to cut, like Rashi says. So it's a kasha on the Rambam. So there are various answers to that question. So the Beis Halevi already gives the pshat. The Beis Halevi says that the Rambam shita is that the Hidur mitzvah can only go together with the mitzvah. But if you finish doing the Maisa mitzvah, and you only want it, by the way, the Gemara in Shabbos says that to cut off the tzitz in she'en me'akron is a din Hidur mitzvah. To make it look nice. So Mela, the Rambam says, if you already finished making the Maisa Mila, you cut off the tzitz in me'akron, but you didn't cut off yet the tzitz in she'en me'akron, but in the middle you stopped and you put away the knife. Then when you want to start over again to make a new Maisa, then the Rambam says, why are you doing it? It's a Hidur mitzvah. The Hidur mitzvah does not exist by itself, and it's too late and you cannot do it. It's more than just, you cannot, L'chayra, there's not, you're stamped to cut off someone's skin is not, if it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. But here, you finish doing the Maisa mitzvah. Elamai, you want to do the Hidu. The Hidu does not exist by itself. So that's the Rambam Shita. However, Rashi and the two Paskins like Rashi, they hold that no, a Hidu mitzvah could exist by itself. And there are many nafkiminas coming out of this. Now, one of the nafkiminas will be, there's a shayla nachoinim, whether if you make a hidu mitzvah, do you have to make a bracha? Let's say you take, like in this case, according to the Rambam, if you finished already and then you want to make to cut off the tzitz and she'en me'akven, do you have to make a bracha? So if on Hidu mitzvah itself they say you don't make a bracha, but if you did it together with the Maisa mitzvah, so anyway you don't have to because you made the bracha already on the basic mitzvah, so that includes this. But anyway, there is a machlokes if you make a bracha just on the Hidu mitzvah. Let's say by a lulav, you want to take a nicer lulav or nicer esrik. So you took one, and then now you take the nicer one. You'll soon see there's a shine if you should take the nicer one now according to this chakira. But will you have to make a bracha? So that will be told in that chakira as we shall see. Now. The Brisker Rav found the Rav and the Rishon that discusses this already. The Rabbeinu Chananel and Shabbos and Kuf Lamed Gimel on that sugya, where the Gemara discusses by Mila whether Me'akvin, not Me'akvin. So he discovered the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says as follows: Zeh Loshon Rabbeinu Chananel. From this sugya in Shabbos, we learn out Sha'apayrech min ha-mitzvah. Once you stop doing the mitzvah, ein lo yoyit lahatzer oleo lahadra. You do not go back to make it look nicer. That's often the Rabbeinu Chananel, that once you finish a nicer mitzvah, and you want to do a Hidu mitzvah, there's no such thing. You stop playing a game. So the Rambam Sheet is based on this Rabbeinu Chananel. That's what the Brisker Rav says. Now, the Brisker Rav goes on to say that with this, so the emphasis, as I said before, the Etzem Chakir, the Beis Halevi already has in there, and Rav Chaim also has discussed this Etzem Chakir. But the Bris Kerov elaborates it, and he expands it to other sugyas. Now, it so happens, and that's what the Bris Kerov is machadesh, that in Hilchos Mila, how does he have it? Just a second. Where is this? In Hilchos Mila, in Yoredeyan, Simen Reish Samardal, by Hilchos Mila, the Ramor Paskins, the Ramor Paskins like Rashi, during the week you can cut off the tzitzin she'en ha'me'akven, even though you finish making the milah, and the mechaber does not paskins like the Rambam. The same thing is true by Neiros Chanukah. So I forgot to emphasize. So what's pshat? So the Bris Kerov, based on this Chakirin, based on the din by Mila, applies it to the machlokes between the Ramon and the Mechaber, or rather the Ramon and the Rambam. Who should light? Should it be the Balabos lights for everyone, or everyone lights by himself? So the Bris Kerov claims that's also told in this Chakirin, because if you hold that the mitzvah of Hidu has to go only with the Maisa mitzvah. So the Mela, the din is Mikur Adin Ner Ishu Beisai. In Adin, you only have to light one candle, that's all. Everything else that you do comes either under Mahadrin or Mahadrin, but it's a type of Hidu mitzvah. So Mela, if you hold that a Hidu mitzvah does not exist by itself, the Mela, the Rambam holds, that's what the Rambam holds. So the Mela, you cannot have everyone light by himself. Why? Because let's say I light and I might see everyone in the household. Now, if they want to light by themselves, what are they doing? They want to be the Mahadrin, or the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. So if I was already moitzi them, there's no sense in doing a Hidu mitzvah by itself, because there is no such thing. And that's exactly what the Rambam paskins. And that's why it's not the Balabos, the father lights for everyone. Because if everyone is going to light by himself, each one is doing a new mitzvah. So the Ikar mitzvah was done by the father, so there's nothing to do anymore. However, the Ramor paskins that you could. So obviously, what does the Ramor hold? The Ramor holds that a Hidu mitzvah could exist by itself. And the Mela, even though the father was moitzi everyone already, but it's okay for you to, the children want to be Mekayim, the Mahadran, they can do it, because the Ramor holds, just like the Ramor, and so the Bris Kerov says, that it just like the Ramor paskins by Mila, that you like Rashi, that you can always go back to the tzitzin she'en me'akven during the week, only on Shabbos you can't. So because Rashi holds, and that's what the Ramor paskins, that the Hidu mitzvah can exist by itself. So maybe the Bris Kerov says it's l'shitosoi. The way the Rambam and Rashi and the Ramor paskin by Mila, the same way that they paskin by Hilchos Chanukah. So therefore, the Ramor who paskins that everyone lights by himself, it's because even though their father was moitzi them, but the others can do the Hidu mitzvah by themselves. But according to the Rambam, there's no such thing. Therefore, the Rambam requires that the father should light for everyone. So therefore, on the last night, he has to light 80 candles. And according to the Ramo, each one lights by himself. That's basically the chiddush of the Bris Kerov, that this chakira is the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramo, both by Miller and by Haneke, and it's Lashitosa in both cases. Now the Beis Halevi already, who also discusses, as I said, he was the first one to make a hakira out of this. The Beis Halevi says a simple nafkemina. Let's say take by lulav. Let's say you made the bracha. You made the bracha on the dalet minim and fine. Then later on you find a nicer one. You find a nicer esrek, a nicer lulav. So does it pay to take it again or not? So according to the Beis Halevi, it depends on this hakira. If you hold like the Ramah that you light everyone lights by himself, because the Hidur Mitzvah exists by itself, then Einu Chinam, if you find a nicer esrik, you take it then. And possibly even with a bracha, because the Hidur Mitzvah exists by itself. But if you paskin, like the Rambam, that a Hidur Mitzvah does not exist by itself, it has to go together with the Maiseh HaMitzvah, then there's no sense in taking the other aspect, the other lulav, because once you are yotze, there's no more hidur mitzvah. So or they say b'shem Rab Chaim also. Rab Chaim had a similar shayla. By let's say you have by the dalet minim. Let's say you have a vaday built in Yimurka, but it's not a nice one. It's not a hodol. And you have a hodol, but it's not a vada built imulto. So which one should you take first? So al pi pashtus, without the Beis Halevi, we would say, well, you take first the kosher one, the one you are certain, and then later on you take the hodah. And the Rab Chaim said no, you have to take the hodah first, the sopik, and then you take the vadai. Why? Because if you're going to take the vadai right away, so you mekayim the mitzvah. Elamai, you want to do the hidur mitzvah? According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as a hidur mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. So Rab Chaim, anyway, they go like the Rambam, so that's why Rab Chaim passed him. But the end, according to the way the Brisker Rav explains, it's not kosher. The Ramo, it comes out that the Ramo really argues with the Rambam, and that's why the Ramo paskins by Chanukah that every member of the family likes by himself. And that is basically what the Brisker Rav says. But so number one, what I found the oftenest theory to what the Brisker Rav says in the Ramo. In Hilchos Chanukah, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, in the first, if you look in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramo wrote as Perush on the two. We have it. Take any two. You'll see the Perush Darkei Moshe. What the Ramo paskins in the Shulchan Aruch on the Mechaber, it comes from the Darkei Moshe. There he elaborates. So in the Darkei Moshe, by Chanukah, the Ramo Agafucha says up in Darkei Moshe the following. He says, Shehidu mitzvah shayech rak beyachat im ha-mitzvah, im ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. It's often the Ramo. He doesn't discuss these dinim, but he discusses a different din. But Agafucha, he makes the statement, look it up yourself, it's Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Kotten Aleph. In the Darkei Moshe. The Lashon of the Darkei Moshe is Shehidur mitzvah shayach rak beyachat in ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. It couldn't be more clear than such a... without, you don't have to be medayik anything. It's stated explicitly in the Darkei Moshe. So it's only a kashya on the Brisker Rav's Zustell between Chanukah and Miller. But you know, it does not slug up the Hakira. It's just what the Brisker Rav wanted to say by that the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramo, the Rambam and the Ram, is totally by Mila and by Chanukah. So by Chanukah we have often the Ramo who says that he says like the Rambam that The Hidur Mitzvah does not exist without the Maisah Mitzvah. But it doesn't slug up the Bruski Rosh Tikkun Torah, it just slugs up the part where he makes the connection. So, because as a matter of fact, if you look in the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi is in Chelek Beis, Simon Mem Zayin, you'll find the Beis HaLevi has this Hakira, but he does not claim that Gufa is a Machlokes. The Beis HaLevi takes for granted that that's the Din. The Maisa Mitzvah and the Hidur Mitzvah go together. And he has other pshatim why by Mila, Rashi argues, you take a look yourself. So it's only what I found in the Arche Moshe only refutes the Briskerov's zustell between the Mila and Chanukah. The Beis HaLevi didn't make such a zustell, so it's not a kasha on him, it's only a kasha on what the Briskerov says. Now, the Etzem Chiddush that the Briskerov says that why is it that we light, each person lights by himself, and the Rambam does not. So he says it's this Hakira, right? So really, I found there's a tshuva by Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simen Yud Gimel in Chelek Beis. Now, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger also discusses the same thing, and also he discusses whether you make a brocha on the Hidur Mitzvah, but he doesn't have a Hakira. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says for one way that a Hidur Mitzvah does not exist without a Maaseh HaMitzvah. The Briskerov also makes the same point. Also then, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks a kashan himself, if that's the din, how can the Rambam paskin that every person lights by himself? The fathers of the Moitzi, everyone, so they are doing a Hidur Mitzvah, so it's a kasha on him. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives it, so the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns, it takes away the whole Briskerov's Chiddush. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Rambo is talking in a case where the rest of the household that want to light by themselves, they have in mind not to be yotze with the father's hadlaka. So maybe they were never yotze. So therefore they do the mitzvah over again. So the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns pshat in the Ramor, so this whole shtickel teirah of the Briskerov falls away, because the simple pshat is the way the Briskerov understood the Ramor. And usually in a household, the father lights and then the children light, so everyone is yotze with the father, and then they do the Hidur Mitzvah. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, who says that is the pshat? The Rabbi Akiva Eiger says for sure that they could only do it if they have in mind not to be yotze with the father's hadlokim. But the Briskerov learned that it's talking the Ayotze with the father's Hadlakim, and then they want to do the Hidur, so that depends on this Chakira. But the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns, the Ramor, so it has nothing to do with this Chakira. And then there would be no stira to what the Darkei Moshe says. Because the Ramor paskins that everyone should light by himself, and yet the Ramor Paskin says in Darkei Moshe that a Maisa Mitzvah and a Hidur Mitzvah go together. So obviously, what's the Pshat in the Ramor? You must learn like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that it's talking only when they had in mind not to be Yotze with the father's Hadlokim. Now, to the Etzem Rambam, I want to suggest a different Pshat in the Rambam altogether. See, the Lashon of the Rambam is, and I'll read you again the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Dalet. Kama neiros hu madlik bechanukah, mitzvosa shir kol bayis hu bayis madlik neirechot. Each household should have one, they should light one candle in each household. So from the Rambam is mashma, which is a chiddush, but that's what's mashma from the Lashon of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros is not a din in the gavra, but it's a din on the bayis. The din is that every bayis must have one candle lit. But it's a chayvas habayis, and I found that Pnei Yeshua in Masechah Shabbos, by that sugya, The Pnei Yeshua doesn't quote the Rambam. See, the Lashon of the Gemara is Neir Ishu Beisoy. That's the Lashon of Neir Ishu Beisoy. So from this Lashon of the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua says often that Neir is Chanukah is a Chayvas Habayis, not a Chayvas Gavra. Except he does not use the word Gavra, but he says it's a Chayvas Habayis. So maybe that could be the pshat in the Rambam. You don't need this Chakira altogether. Really, if it's a Chayvas Habayis, so who should, it's not the Chayvas Gavra, so who should light the head of the household? He's the Balabayas. So the Balabayas has to, it's his responsibility. But if it's a Chayvas Gavra, then you can say, well, everyone should do it himself. But if it's a Chayvas Habayas, so in Chayvas Habayas, there's no need that everyone should do it by himself. Fakir, the best way is, or the only way is, is dafkia that the head of the household, the father, lights, and he's, and everyone is yoytze, and it fits into the Lashon Rambam. So then you don't need this whole chakira. But anyway, the Brisker Rav takes for granted that is the chakira is that machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramo, whether one lights or everyone lights. Is totally in this chakira. I just want to say that it's possible to say a different pshat altogether. That it's if it's a chayvas habayis, it makes sense that the head of the household does it. And there are more holes that no, it's not a chayvas habayis. It's a chayvas hagavra. So if there are 10 people in the house, so each one lights by himself, and. Now, okay, the other part I don't have to discuss. Just a second. There's often a kasha on this pshat from a Magen Avraham. The pshat that the Brisker Rav says. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph. By Hilchos the Dalet Mina. Before he quotes. You can look it up. You saw top in Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph. That's Hilchos the Dalet Minim. So Shif Kotn Chof Hei. He brings the Tshuva Sarambam. Shim Bireich VeHidlik. Somehow he puts it in Hilchos Lulu, but it's a bit of Chanukah. Shim Bireich VeHidlik. Let's say you already made the bracha and you lit the candles. VeAchakach. And then the Rambam apparently is talking where initially you only had one candle. You didn't have, let's say it was the third night, you didn't have three candles. So you finish your light on one candle, and then Nizdamna loy neiro sacheiros. So the Rambam says, Shemavorech al kolechot vevot. You may light them again with a bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. So number one, based on this, it will come out that the Rambam holds that you two things. Number one, even though you are Yetzer, you can still do the Hidur Mitzvah. And not only this, the Rambam would hold even with the Bracha. So some Achronim already noticed this Magen Avraham shlokes up the whole stick of Torah that the Rambam holds, because Yeretz Shuvos HaRambam, where the Rambam says such a case, by Chanukah you had the you didn't have all the neiros, and you lit on one, you light on one candle, and you yoytzer, and then later on you get more candles. So the Rambam says often you light again with a bracha. So if often the Rambam that number one that the Hidur mitzvah exists by itself, and number two you could even make a bracha. However, so I have a tenet that is not. You see the Lashon, there are two Lashonis in this Rambam, in the Tshuvos HaRambam. Many of the Tshuvos HaRambam were not quoted accurately. So I found in Rabbi Yosef's Tshuvos, written by one of his sons, I forgot, I think Rabbi Yitzchak, he has a son Rabbi Yitzchak, I think he's the main one, no? So there, when they quote the Nusach of the Magen Avraham, so the Nusach of the Magen Avraham is completely against what we just said. But There, the shaila is something else, and I have it over here. The tshuvas of the Rambam are called Per Hador. You have it over here. So underneath this Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, he quotes his father a lot, quotes the proper nusach of this Rambam. The Rambam is as follows. They asked him the shayla like this. Let me find it. Just a second. Oh, here. Mi shehidlik ner chanekur birech v'yachar kach nizdamna lo yacheres o yisheru acheres ein tzorich lachso levorech al-adlok o-lo. That's what they asked him. So listen to what the Rambam says. Dovah zeh toli b'kavonas ha-mavorech. Depends what is the kavonah of the mavorech. Im hoyse kavonos al hoytzi b'brocha zu b'otum acherim. If you had in mind to be, he had more than one house, and he had not mind to be made to all the houses. Is brocha achas? They make one brocha for everything. Vim birech vehitlik viacharikach nizdamnu la beis acheres baeis acheres yevorech pam acheres viapilu meir ponim. So it's a completely different shayla. Not the shayla is not someone was meitzer, and then the shayla here is a person who owns a lot of houses. Do you make one bracha and it's you might see all the other houses or not? That's the way Rabbi Yosef has, and it's not his. On the bottom they tell you where this comes from. So according to that Musaf, there's absolutely no raya from the Rambam to the shaila that we have been discussing. If Hidur mitzvah exists by itself and with a bracha, without bracha. The Rambam is not discussing this. The Rambam's shaila is, do you make one bracha, do you make two more than one? So anyway, if you have the nusach, in our Per Hador, you'll see, they have on the bottom this whole thing. So in this Rabbi Yitzchak and Yosef, he doesn't quote the Briskerov, but he goes over that's the proper nusach is this one, and not the one that we have in the Mogen Avraham. Okay, now, that's basically what I wanted to discuss. But now I just want to add something else. You find in the Gemara where this comes from, the Gemara speaks of Neirishu Beisoy, then comes Mehadrin, then comes Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin. You do not find this by any other mitzvah. There should be mehadrin than mehadrin. Why are we so mehadr by Chanukah more than by any other mitzvah? So, Achronim asked this kasha already. It's a known kasha. So I'll tell you over a beautiful teretz from the Chiddushei Harim, the first Gerber Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. So the Chiddushei Harim says it's very simple. Why? Because really. Besides that it was an ace tov, it was they were under the goyim and it was dangerous to light. Besides that, what's the nest? The nest was they found one pach shemen, and it would only have lasted one day, and they needed for 8 days. So the nest happened that it lasted 8 days, right? So really. The Chiddush Harim says that there was no need to do anything. They had a simple eitzel. They could have made very thin wicks. If you make by oil, it depends on how thick the wick is. If it's very thin, the oil will last a longer time. You don't tell how much we have a minute, we wait at least half an hour, it should be lit. But min hadin, you don't have to do it half an hour. Min hadin, you can light it, and if it goes out right away, you are yetzer. Even if it lasted 1 second or 1 minute, you are yetzer. So if they had made, they could have made very thin wicks, and then there was enough oil, and it would have lasted for they could have it for every night. So LMI, why didn't they do it? It's a simple answer. The reason is they wanted to do it the proper way. They wanted to do it with all the hidurim. So which means The wholeness of Hanukkah, the way it happened, was based on what did the Yidden in those days want to accomplish? Not stamazot to be made to the Yetzer Mitzvah. They wanted to be Yetzer. Even the whole thing was a Hiddu. The whole ness of Ner Hanukkah was one big Hiddu. So since the whole ness was one big Hiddu, therefore the Chachamim were Mesakein that there's also Mehadrin Minam Hadrin. And that's not good by Hanukkah. And then later on I saw that this teretz that the Chiddush Arim gives is also given. So if you think maybe a Chassidish Rebbe is not enough, the Beis Halevi gives the same. So the Beis Halevi gives you the hechsher on it. All right. Even though the Chiddush Arim did not need the Beis Halevi's hechsher, he was capable of saying something by himself, without anyone's help. The Chiddush Arim in his days was considered the biggest gadol in Poland. Poland and in Litva, I don't know. The Litvish in those days, I don't know. But they held from the Chiddush Arim. So both the Chassidish Rebbe and a Litvish gadol, they both said the same teretz. In case you don't know it, if you take the Beis Halevi al-Chumash, so at the end, I think, of Sefer Bereishis, he has a whole kuntzis on Hilchos Chanukah. A beautiful kuntzis. Al Halacha and in Dush. So there he says this pshat. You can take the Beis Halevi al Chumash. At the end of Bereishis, I think, you'll find a kuntzis on Chanukah, and he says this pshat. So the emes is, once when I saw this pshat by the Chiddush Harim, it occurred to me that you could give a similar. His teretz with a different emphasis. The Pnei Yeshua on Shabbos already says, he also discusses why we make so many Hidurim by Chanukah. So the Pnei Yeshua gives his teretz is much simpler. See, the Pnei Yeshua asks the famous Kasha, why did they have to look for what was the problem? The Yevonim were metamei all the oil, so they couldn't use it. So the Pnei Yeshua already asked the Kasha, we have a klal, tumo hutcha b'tzibu. By a tzibu, you can use something which became tamei. It applies to many dinim. And we paskin, tumo hutcha b'tzibu. So here, the klal Yisrael didn't have a kosher oil, right? It wasn't Torah oil. So what's the problem? The din is if a tzibur does not have the kosher oil, they can use tumadik oil. So the Pnei Yeshua Mamish makes the same type of idea as what I said before from the Chiddush Arim and the Beis Halevi. Ein chinami, stickli min adin, they could have done this. But the Yidden did not want to use tamadik oil, even though al pidin you are allowed to. They wanted to use dafka tamadik oil. So since this, the Pnei Yeshua therefore says, since the Yidden wanted to use dafka chododik oil, therefore you have all the halachas of Hiddu by Chanukah more than by any other mitzvah. So you find the idea is found already in the Pnei Yeshua, but with a different angle. It's a famous Pnei Yeshua right in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. You'll take a Pnei Yeshua, you'll find it there. Now, also, what I want to emphasize is there's an old minhag Yisrael because it says Neir Ishu Beisoy, which means that when the Gemara speaks. Of doing it with the whole household together. That's Neir Ishu Beisoy, the man in his whole household. So because of this, there's a minhag that on Chanukah, even today, many people have this minhag, that even if, let's say, children live in different places, but on Chanukah, the whole family gets together, and they either go to the parents, or sometimes the parents go to the children, but they make a Chanukah, you may call it a party anyway, they make with the whole household is there. And not only this, if you look in Chaya Adam, you'll find it says Mustamas, it says it in earlier Svarim too, that Bishas, when the father lights the candles and he has children, he should gather in the whole family, if he lights himself, but the whole family has to get together to watch the Neres Chanukah. That's part of Pirsumei Nisa that we have by Chanukah. So anyways, I just want to emphasize to you that on Chanukah is a great time for families to get together, to join and do the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah together, not do it by themselves. Of course, if they come to the father, then the minhag today is that so they light by their parents. But the Indian is that the whole family gets together and is mekayim the mitzvah. Okay. Anyway, I wish you all that. This Friday night will be the first Neres Chanukah. So I wish you all that we should have a Chanukah, and we should hear Psuras Toivos al Kol Yisrael.